Hello everyone, welcome to Combox where the game lives on. I'm your host Varun Alvagoda and I'm joined by Saurabh Samani and Shayan Ahmed Khan. And today's episode of Quick Picks is on the all-time overseas team of the IPL. For those of you who are not familiar with the snake style draft, the order goes 1, 2, 3 and 3, 2, 1. And today's order is Shayan first, me second and Saurabh third. Gentlemen, any thoughts?
Yeah, I clarified this with you earlier, but just for our viewers, this is a team of only overseas players in the IPL, so we can't pick a single Indian player in it. We have to make a 12 of only overseas players. It's not a team where there's no overseas players restriction. For example, you pick 8 and 4 Indians.
Yes, sir. Right. Shayan, take us away.
Yeah, so I think, first of all, making the team was pretty interesting for this because it's also a pretty easy job when you look at the quality and strength of players that you have in every single position. At times, you might even have to be like, okay, there are guys who are missing out from this list, like from the 12, I think. If we do a 15, I think those guys would make it. But, you know, there's lots of stars who might not even make it. And that is the beauty of this draft, I think. When you just do it for the best 12 overseas, like the best 12 for the overseas players. I have the first pick. So, like, there are so many contenders. I am not going to say who is the best of them all. But I think I will just pick the one who is my favorite of all of them. And that is AB de Villiers. So, I think there is absolutely no question about his stature as an IPL batter. For me, I think, and for Saurabh, probably even for Varun, he is the greatest IPL batter, unquestionably almost. And I have two other guys in a similar tier of sorts with another Indian batter, you know, sort of just behind them, but also having a case because of his playoffs record. But AB de Villiers, I think in any way you slice and dice his record, it is just incredible. And the fact that he even did so well when he was old, right? Like after his international retirement, he was literally carrying RCB. If you look at the 2018 to 21 period, I know he retires in May 2018. So technically one season is before his international retirement, but the date of his international retirement. But I mean, if you look at the next two, three seasons as well, 2021 second half, he tapers off, but some of the innings that he played, dude, I mean, just a magnificent player. Also, my second favorite player of all time. So, I wouldn't have missed this opportunity to pick him. If we just look at his stats as well, he struck out almost 150 like, well before the impact sub era, right?
So no, was it the 2021 season in Chepauk where no one can hit the ball after like the 12th over and he was constantly accelerating at the death rate? The KKR game was ridiculous too. Like, he made nearly 200. I don't know how.
He was running.
Mumbai, that's first game Mumbai attacks anyway. RCB would have won anyway if they played normally. So.
Right then.
But it's the games after that, which is impressive, right? I do think the UAE leg might have been a bit too much for AB. Like, he was probably done by then, unfortunately. But
I mean, he was still good.
It was unbelievable. Spin-hitting ability declines a lot, and UAE pitches were ragging. So he just couldn't handle it at that point.
That when they sent him at number 6 or something?
No, that is the season before.
No, that was in 2020.
He was still very, very good. Like, he was one of the best.
Yeah. He was very good then, yes.
I mean, I think he was actually okay in UAE also. I mean, it's a too short a sample size to say that he had declined. And he did have an eye thing also, right? But anyway, it's the least surprising first pick given that Chayan was picking it and it's an overseas 11.
Exactly. Yeah. Would he have been your first pick, guys, or someone else, some all-rounder?
Yeah, he's my first pick, I think.
You, Saurabh? He's one of your favorite players too, right?
He's one of my favorite players. I don't know if he would have been my first pick. It might have been somebody else for my first pick.
Yeah, I think so many of these guys, dude, honestly, doesn't even matter.
I mean,
Warren, what are his true stats, though? Must be like a 20-ish true strike rate, at least.
Oh, God.
15 true average, I would imagine. Yeah. I have the one for the bowlers. I have no idea what the batters, right? Like right now. I can look it up, but...
I'll just let you know. 1 second. So true average of 17 and true strike rate of 19.
Yeah, I was close then. Wasn't
amazing.
Dead. Okay, so that's... AB de Villiers was our first pick, which is again obvious. So just by the way, before... I know this is too soon. Was he keeping in your team? Because I feel like that will help me or hurt me.
Well, that's a good question. Yeah, I think he has to keep in this team. But you have another option if you go with it.
This.
Slightly lower in the order.
He wasn't keeping in my team also because he didn't keep much in the IPL, did he? So it feels like a bit of a change.
He didn't like keeping that much in T20s, I think, in general. And he was much better when not keeping.
So if we are picking for the IPL, we can't make him keep if he didn't keep.
But he has kept. It's not like he has never kept. He kept there for them in the 2020 season.
I'm not giving AB a choice. If he has to keep EPL, we want him to keep.
Yeah, exactly.
So my first pick, I'll just go for Lasith Malinga. I think it's...
This is why we refer to you as a tyrant, Varun. But yeah, go ahead, Lasith Malinga.
Of course. I have to go for Lasith Malinga, right? He was, of course, he's going to be in this team, isn't he? Right?
Yeah.
Obviously, he was the OG death bowler, the mentor, so guy that I think Bumrah himself would tell you would have helped him a lot in becoming who he is now, right? Mm. Like he helped, and also, like, I was just thinking about this, right? Do you remember 2018? He actually retires and then becomes a mentor for Mumbai Indians. Then Mumbai don't qualify. He's like, okay, you guys can't do it yourself. He comes back into the auction and wins Mumbai at the 2019 final, right? Which is the ultimate boss move, isn't it?
I think apart from that last over in the 2019 final, he has a pretty ordinary season in 2019. In fact, I think he was picked very late. He was picked in the accelerated round in the auction. I don't think he was picked up early. But it was a nice moment, you know, to cap off the thing. And like Bumrah, Malinga playing together and yeah.
Yes. So he has a true economy of 1.33 and true wickets of 0.19. Very impressive.
Definitely. He's probably going to be picked in another Rick Picks episode that we'll do soon.
No spoilers. Saurabh's got two picks in a row.
I've got two picks in a row, yeah. So I'm picking, of course, Jasprit Bumrah. I'm kidding. But I'm going...
See, the thing is, I actually thought you were serious. I was about to write it down because I was like, of course he's picking Bumrah. I forgot this is an overseas team.
No, Bumrah, I'm not even picking Kohli. He's not an overseas player, despite what some people might say. But I'll go Andre Russell and Chris Gayle. I mean, there are others I could have picked, but these are just two who also are straightforward picks, and who are the most adrenaline pumping sort of guys to watch.
Mm.
Like there are others, but I find these guys more exciting to watch. Like Andre Russell, of course, I think we have talked about this in a previous Cricket Picks itself, but he was the most complete T20 player I've seen. People don't always give him the credit for how great he was. Even when you see this online chatter about the greatest overseas players, or if you have to pick just four, he's never so much in the conversation. You know, there are others who take precedence over him in the conversation, which I think is just not on, because Dreyer's stats, I don't know, his true strike rate must be, I don't know what, 500 or whatever it is. It's
so for both of them, so Gale's true average is 12 and a true strike of 31. For Andre Russell, it's 6 and 29. Both of them also have a very similar impact of +6. So it's weirdly like, this is one of those things where, like, if you don't look at true values, they seem completely different, but they're very similar in the impact they're giving you, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, so that is like just out of sight elite, right? A true strike rate of nearing 30. And Gayle, of course, Gayle, I think, is the first guy who, you know, properly understood T20 cricket in terms of this is a game of sixes and more than singles. If he had to play out a dot ball because he could hit a six later, he would do it. And he was, I think, the first guy to actually do it.
No, forget dot balls, like that, man. It's like, as Rob puts it, like, sometimes if he faced a good bowler like Malinga or something, he'd just be like, I'm just going to play this out for a maiden.
That doesn't
matter. I can still make 150 balls. It's okay.
Yeah, exactly. So, I think, I mean, it just belied the amount of thought, I think, Gayle put into his T20 batting. There was a lot of it. It was not always visible because he has this personality of this general entertainer, bon vivant, enjoyer of life sort of guy. But I think he brought he almost made it into a science, you know, as well as an art, how to approach T20 batting. So that is why, Dreyer and Gayle are my two picks.
Understandable. I would say for Russell,
I think as an RCB fan back in 2018-19-ish, that 2019 season, both those games, I think, since then, I know he sort of tapers off a bit after that season, and he does have that 2024 season, I know, where he's very good both with bat and ball, but I think, and another season, I think, where he's good with the bat, but I think for some reason against RCB, he doesn't make as many runs in this decade. But what I do remember is that those two 2019 matches, just the absolute fear I had of Russell at his best. Like, it's hard to put that in words. Even when they needed, like, I know, I remember the 2020 seasons, right? So, basically what happens is, the game is well out of their reach. Like, KKR are not going to win. But I remember watching it with other friends who were also RCB fans. And everybody was scared. Because they knew that this guy, even if it's like 100 of 8 or 100 of 7 or whatever, he can do it. He can just chase anything.
Yeah, like, what was it, 2019? He was 15-3 overs. I was like, okay, I'll just do it. Like, that's fine. I'll block 30. Four balls and I'll still do it, right? I'm like, okay, I'll just block four balls to get set. Get my eye in. Yeah. This is so easy for him. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
I'm just going to go for an open goal. Sunil Narayan.
Yeah.
Has to be in this team.
Absolutely.
Right? I think
but
it's,
the question is,
there
would
is
he
another
open
spinner
for you?
I could. No,
no,
absolutely
no.
Not.
No,
heavens
he's
no,
not
heavens
open.
No.
Not in that intent field.
Yeah. Hmm?
No, he doesn't need to
I
open
agree.
This team.
He wasn't opening for me.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
So he has a true economy of 1.72 and a true wickets of minus 0.12. So, like, one of the best defensive spinners we've ever seen. He's definitely the best defensive spinner in this
league. Classic 1-for-24
Classic 1-for-24. Like, what do you call it? Like, there's obviously the other obvious spinner you could pick. But one of the reasons I'm picking Narayan is just the longevity. Like, right? He just keeps going. He still keeps turning up year after year in the IPL. Right? Like, as I think Rob puts it the best, right? He's unbelievably good at just bowling at your legs to get you to take a single.
Yeah.
Right? He's so good at it.
And, I mean, longevity is why he wins it for me also over the other guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
So, Shayan, you have two picks.
All right, then I have two picks. I think actually one of them could be that guy as well. But I will go with... I think I'll go with Shane Watson next because he was also quite the T20 player. I know his T20, his IPL batting numbers for some reason don't pop as much. But when we were doing the all-time 12 for Rajasthan Royals, right? Like, he was one of their highest wicket takers and one of their highest run scorers. And the fact that with him, you get the flexibility that he can bat in multiple positions. Also, as Varun pointed out, he was a brilliant player of spin. So, he could really tonk spin when... Even if he also, like, a bit like Chris Gayle, he was a very intelligent batter. He knew what bowlers to play out, what matchups and all that. And then he could really take off after the power play in some ways, which he took his time at the start, like that 2018 final innings, right? That's the classic one which we picked in the last episode. And I really, really think that he deserves to be in this team. Also, he gives you a new ball bowling option if you need that. So I think for me, any day he has to be in this team. And for now, I have him slotted at 4. But yeah, let's see how the other team combinations and stuff go.
I do. Mm. So his true values are a true average of 3 and true strike rate of 18, right? So they do stack up quite
raw
nice
numbers don't pop
then. Bowling.
It's 32.
Raw numbers don't pop. Yes.
You have him at 4, so you are putting AB at 5 or at
3?
I have him at 3.
Yeah,
3. Okay. Yeah.
And with the ball, it's a true economy of 0.49 and minus 0.03. And his crowning achievement as a bowler must be being RCB's best bowler in 2016.
Yeah, except the final, of course.
There's no doubt about it.
We don't talk about the final.
Of course not. That never happened.
Yeah. What's your second pick?
My second pick then would be... I'll go with Rashid Khan then as my next pick. We were just talking about him as the other spinner. And of course... In this 11, his batting is probably more valuable in a sense because he has done that lower order hitting job. With Sunil Narayan, of course, you know that he is more of an opener and, you know, when he's going to bat, he's going to take down the bowlers in the power play. Not so much in the end. I know he can hit a few, maybe sometimes. He's been used in the middle also, I think, a couple of times. I remember that. But more importantly, with Rashid Khan, his bowling is just, like, unbelievably good, right? And for the longest time, he took wickets and nobody could score runs off him. Yes, now there is a decline and we don't see peak Rashid anymore. But I actually quite enjoy watching him play also. Like, he's definitely been one of the players I've rooted for. Like, his story, I think, in some ways, that coming from Afghanistan and, you know, really bossing the IPL. I think I remember watching his Breakfast with Champions episode 2. I think that was also a pretty nice one, if I remember right. But the point being that with Rashid Khan and Sunil Narayan, your middle overs are then locked and loaded. And with them, you also get the flexibility of using them at the death if needed. But yeah, I think we had to pick both of them, so... I'm happy with both my picks.
I think Malinga would protest if we make both of them bowl the death overs ahead of him.
Yeah.
No, you make Malinga bowl, of course. But I'm just saying.
I would actually bat Rashid higher than Narayan in this 11. Same. Because
exactly. That is why the whole batting monologue was for that only.
I think his batting is so underutilized, man.
If it comes to that.
He's so fun to bat.
So his true economy is 1.22.
Yeah, so his true economy is 1.22 and true wickets is 0.12. I'm just going to check his batting because I don't think I've ever checked his true values with the bat.
He should have a true strike rate positive, I would assume, at least.
He has to be positive, no?
Yeah, 5 to 10, I would think. Because he bats in the lower.
Minus 2 plus 5. So, yeah.
Minus 2 plus 5. So, yeah, not too bad.
Yeah. That's not bad, actually. That's okay. Yeah, we'll take it.
For sure. You'll take that for your number 8, won't you?
All right. And that, with that in mind, we'll just take a quick break and we'll be back with my third pick.
Cricket boards actually make watching their games almost impossible now. I spend almost as much time trying to find where I can view it as I do actually following the action. That is why I use NordVPN. They let me find all the cricket I want to watch while protecting me from the nasty side of the internet. Nord will free your cricket matches. Grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/goodareas to get a huge discount off your NordVPN plan plus 4 additional months on top. It's completely risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Watch every match with NordVPN.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Crick Picks, where Shayan had just picked Rashid Khan. So I'm just going to quickly read out the team, just so people are updated. So we have Chris Gayle as the opener. We don't have a second opener. Currently, I have AB at 3, Watson at 4. I have Russell at 7, which we can always change later.
Yeah.
I have Rashid Khan 8, Sunil Narayan 9, and Lasith Malinga at 11 for now.
Yeah.
So I have my third pick. I don't know if you guys had him. I'm going Dale Steyn as the second seamer.
Okay.
Oh, that's wonderful, man. I mean, I had him in my consideration set. I was thinking I'll have to go with the other seamer because, you know, he has the greater volume and all that. I was not very happy about that. But I'm very happy about Dale Steyn.
Yeah, I think he's a very underrated IPL bowler, isn't he? At his prime, he was so good.
Yeah.
So the other thing was I couldn't find a lot of bowlers who could both bowl with the new ball and give you something at the death.
Mm.
Like the only other option I found was Armand Dougie Bollinger, which obviously I'm not picking him in this team. So Dale Steyn has a true economy of 0.9 and a true wickets of minus 0.09, which is...
Yeah.
I'm fine with. So I was looking at his numbers, actually. He's a very good death bowler and he's a more of a defensive power play seamer, which I found very surprising.
Yeah.
I'm
picking him.
He changed that up later. He became more attacking in the power play later. I think if you take his numbers from 2019 onwards, the true wickets might be different.
Was he not washed
checked
by
this?
Exactly.
No, which year did he come back for RCB? 2018 or 19? 2019. When did he come back?
But he only played like 2-3
but
matches.
But he's done, right? Yeah.
I remember being very excited when he came. Like, I was super pumped. And when he took that Suresh Rayana wicket, I cannot. Yeah. It's one of my, you know, it's hard to put in words one of how much I celebrated that wicket. And even my younger brother remembers it.
Not just IPL, if you take maybe his overall T20 numbers, there might be a shift towards true wickets. Because I remember this clearly, he had said later on that he realized that he needed to be more aggressive in the power play than defensive because wickets mattered more than keeping the runs down in the power play at that time. So he made a conscious switch. So that's where my thing was coming from. I don't know. Yeah, maybe he didn't play that many IPL games then, but
he didn't play much. Overall, 2020, he played a couple of matches, was really bad. 2019, he played only 2-3 matches, but was quite effective.
He got injured. Especially with the injured
new
ball. In 2019.
Yeah, he was exactly. Yeah. But his impact for Siraj was also very critical, right? I think he helps him get better as a bowler. So that thing with Steyn, you always get at that mentorship and, you know, he's clearly a very intelligent bowler as well. And we sort of, when you think of Dale Steyn in the IPL, I know it is those two AB de Villiers duels, but that is AB de Villiers, dude. But yeah,
I think of Dale Steyn in the IPL, I think of his bowling. I just think of his bowling from 2008 to 13, actually, all of it. You know, it was just, elite. It, no? I liked to,
The way, like, I was just looking at Steyn in the power play. It's absolutely funny. In 2008, he bowls 10 innings in the power play, takes one wicket.
Right? Oh.
And in those 2013, are the things that he built 17 innings. And in 2013, he takes 3 wickets in 17 innings. But in the middle, it's like 6 to 8 wickets in like in 12 games. So he has a period where he is very good in the power play, but his 2 years just absolutely bring it down. So I'm pretty happy with my pick. I'm more than happy. If I'm getting peak
it's
Stain.
A good pick. It's a good pick. I didn't have him, but it's who a was good a, pick.
Who was the other seamer you guys had? I feel like I forgot someone.
I mean, Dwayne I had Bravo Trent was one.
In the 12, I had Trent Bolt.
He can't bowl in the new... I didn't need... bowl in the power play, though, can you?
You don't need, right? Like, you can give the new ball to Watson or Russell or someone, so...
What I was thinking is, I had Trent Bolt because he had, like, one of the best numbers for all new ball bowlers ever in the IPL, right? And with the good volume that's of wickets. So, what I was thinking is, you just give him 3 in the power play. Stain. You have 2 overs of Malinga at the other end, and you can give 1 over to...
Narayan.
No, actually, you can give 2 to Watson and give 1 to Malinga in the power play, 1 in the middle to Malinga and 2 at the end to Malinga. And then at the death, you that can obviously, sense. You know, have 1 of Narayan and or Rashid, and you can have 1 of Russell or Watson.
No, no,
at the death.
Russell and, yeah.
Roughly that is right. Sorry, we have 2 picks.
Yeah. So anyway, so I thought...
And that's your final 2 picks.
Bravo would be a candidate because of the death bowling. But yeah, I'm happy to exclude him if he...
Stain
if
is
he
a better death bowler, no? Isn't he, Varun?
Yeah, I think so.
Bravo is more known. I know he plays more in the evolved era of T20 than Stain does.
That's what I said about volume. Like, Bravo has a greater volume of death bowling, which is why. But anyway, he's out. Anyway, there is a few open goals. Actually, 2 open goals still left for me. Yeah. So I'll just pick them and leave you guys with a tough job of telling AB he has to keep or picking a wicketkeeper. So I'm going Kyron Pollard and David Warner.
I knew that. You'd pick Warner.
I mean, Warner has to be in this team, right?
Of course.
So he's going to partner Gale at the top of the order. Pollard, Russell. I mean, we are putting these in batting order for the sake of it, but we just know that any of these guys can come and whack it.
Yeah, entry points, as we always say.
Pollard is the other one who did this. You know, I saw him play out a maiden of Rashid Khan in the CPL. And leave himself 60 to get in 4 overs and he got them. It was 60 in 5 overs or whatever. Maybe it was not a maiden. It was some 57 in 5 overs or something. And he played out that over of Rashid. And then he got all of them in the next 4 overs. Yeah. So he was another... he's obviously going to be a giant presence in the field.
So just to read the true values out. So for Warner, it's a true average of 12 and true strike rate of 19.
Yeah.
And then for Pollard, it's 7-7.
Seven.
Okay. Pollard has a few slightly iffy seasons. Yeah. But his great seasons were awesome.
I think a bit like Aman Yusuf Pathan here. He got typecasted because he was big. He was big and strong. Yeah. They were like, okay, we're just going to send him at the death. And he eventually does work out how to come in and start hitting. But I think Mumbai did miss a trick. Not that it hurt them, of course, because they won so much. That by not sending him at 5 and just
they would have
attacking him, even more. Yeah.
They would have had 6 and Chennai would have had 4 if they had used him properly in the 2010 final.
That
was just one of the worst.
Batted
so horribly bad.
Below, he batted number 8 or something like that. It's just terrible. So, anyway, I think we have just a number 5 and the 12th man left, right? Number 5, if you guys can find a keeper, there are a couple of options.
There is a keeping option, I don't know if Varun will pick him up.
There are a couple of keeping options, actually.
Recent keeper, yes. Not so much a keeper, if that makes sense, but... like a proper hitter who can keep.
So I'll actually take the 12th man. I'm going to take Dwayne Bravo. In my original team, I had Bravo at 7. I had Russell at 6. But I'm more than happy making the 12th.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't have Bravo in my 12th. But I get
the... I'll put him as the 12th man.
Actually Bravo
the
is
option
a...
of the keeper.
Bravo is a good 12th man because, you know, he can slot into various things. So
what I was thinking is, should we not pick like an extra spinner in that case? An extra spinner.
I don't think you need, man.
You have 2 spinners.
You've got,
if you want
and
go
you've
full.
Got Gale. You've got Gale to bowl his whatever. But when you have,
I know
when
he
you
has
have
7
eight
overs in 2 IPL finals for RCB.
When you have 8 overs of Rashid Khan and Sunil Narayan, you really don't need another spinner, man.
No, I'm not disagreeing with that. But what if the wicket is like absolutely ragging and you don't need pace? You're playing
even
a chip
if
walk.
It's
You need a third spinner sometimes, I feel. In my opinion, at least. I would have I would have picked Imran Tahir as my 12th.
Rarity.
Yeah, I would have picked Tahir as my 12th for that reason. But
if you want, we could always put Bravo in the team and make Tahir the 12th man. There's multiple options. You could go for the keeper.
No, I will not do that because we need a keeper as well. And we need a batter, okay, right, at that slot. So I'm not going to do that. And I want Rashid. So because otherwise we'll have what? Rashid at 7 and... No, we'll have Bravo.
No, Russell 6, Bravo 7, Rashid 8, Narayan 9. I think that's enough battle.
Yeah, sorry, Russell 6, Pollard 5. No, let's say I don't
Pollard
pick a...
Pollard 5, Russell 6, Bravo 7, Rashid 8, Narayan 9. Is that not enough batting?
Yeah, that is pretty good, I think. I kind of see that.
But I feel like...
We
don't need so much bowling, man. Like, you have these elite
bowlers. You can go for the keeper anyway. Either way, one of Bravo or the keeper will be the 12th, right? It gives us a lot of options.
Yeah, so it's all up to you, Shan.
Yeah, you've left it to me to pick either Imran Tahir or the keeper.
So you make the wrong choice and all the comments will be cursing you. So Varun and I are safe.
Correct.
Dude, you guys have made it really tough. And you know, there is a fifth, there is another batter also that I can pick. And like, just... Not pick the keeper, not pick Imran Tahir.
Is that batter one of the finishing anchors?
Yes.
You could pick him.
Oh my God.
Yes.
I don't...
Not in the IPL, man.
Yes. I somehow...
Not in the IPL. Yeah.
Didn't see him
fitting into
this team.
He's so overrated in the IPL. Yeah.
Is he?
I had him as a slash. I didn't have him in my 12 anyway. In my starting 11 at least. I had him as a slash. So, if I stick to the team that I have gone with, I can pick another batter. So, it's down to picking another batter, keeper, or it's down to picking Imran Tahir.
So, you have basically repeated that 5 times. Now, make your pick.
I know. I'm not sure who to pick.
It's your pick, Baba. Like, it's your pick, Baba.
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
I'm not even going to take an ad break to give you a leeway. Pick. Take a pick.
Yeah. Take a pick.
Okay, fine. It's a T20. We need batting, guys. I'll go with Nicholas Puran then at number 5.
That would have been my guy.
I was thinking was Klaassen, actually. I thought you were talking about Klaassen.
Yeah, I was talking about Puran all along. Yeah. That's
Do you want Puran in the main 11?
Yeah, I want Puran in the main 11 at number 5.
Okay. No worries.
The finishing anchor you were thinking of is David Miller, right?
Yeah, of course. I had him as a slash anyways.
I wouldn't have him in the IPL. He's too shit for too many seasons.
I wouldn't have him in
but
this
he's
team, yeah.
Also very good, no, at times. Like he's had very good seasons and bad ones.
He's had, yeah.
I'm going through my finishing anchor's hater arc, so maybe in another time.
I will phrase it to you this way. How different are his numbers from Kyron Pollard? True stats.
That's a good question. I can let you know.
I know Pollard can give you bowling and some, you know, leadership and fielding.
No, Pollard is not bowling in this team. I refuse to
I'm
let
giving
that
you an example, right? I'm not saying he has to bowl. He's a more valuable player than Miller. I agree with that. But the point being that I don't think Miller is a horrible pick. But with the batters that you have, and you anyways have like good quality batters.
So Miller has a true average of 13 and a true strike rate of 0.
Okay, then.
Yeah, okay, we are picking Pollard.
We literally call him a finishing anchor for a reason. What were you expecting?
Yes. No, I was expecting like around 5, maybe. True
record
of 7, something.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be a finishing anchor if he had a true record of 5 now, at that point. That's well past that.
It's well past that. Okay.
Yeah.
How much is Stubbs then? True record.
I assume he'd be around this. I also can't make sense of Tristan Stubbs as a batter.
I don't think
Tristan Stubbs is one.
No, he's not in the conversation. I'm asking him.
He'll remain a finishing anchor, but...
Plus one. Oh, yeah. Then he is also a finishing anchor.
Look, I foresee that rising. That plus one.
Yeah, good.
I don't think he'll
remain... No, I think the average will go, but that plus one will remain plus one.
Varun is in his full hater arc. But yeah, I think, we have our 12, right?
All right. So I'm just going to read the team and the individual picks out. So... Okay, well, bloody hell, I'm just going to put this so I don't look away from the screen. Okay, so the final 12 is, we have Chris Gayle, David Warner opening the batting, AB de Villiers at 3, Shane Watson 4, Nicholas Puran at 5, Kyron Pollard 6, Andre Russell 7, Rashid Khan at 8, Sunil Narayan at 9, Dale Steyn 10, Lasith Malling 11, and we have DJ Bravo as our 12th man. Yeah. The individual picks are, Shayan went with AB de Villiers, Shane Watson, Rashid Khan, and Nicholas Puran. So I went with Lasith Malling, Sunil Narayan, Dale Steyn, and Dwayne Bravo. Sort of went with Andre Russell, Chris Gayle, Kyron Pollard, and David Warner.
That's a pretty awesome team, guys.
Yeah, that is a very good team.
While I am on it, I have AB de Villiers' numbers as a wicketkeeper in the IPL. So he averaged 39 and struck at 152. When he was not keeping, he was 40 and 152. So basically no difference in his IPL numbers. I know we just
did the matches, keeper piece. How many matches did he keep?
46 innings still, 53 matches.
46 innings. Out of total? Yeah.
43 matches. 43 matches, 131 not as a keeper. So obviously he has not kept as much. But now I'm interested to see how much Pooran has kept in the IPL, because he also hasn't always kept, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like we're not talking about some specialist keeper at 5, are we?
We'll just give them the gloves for 10 overs.
Bro, he has never kept in the IPL. What?
What are you saying?
No, my bad. No, wait.
He must have, right?
He has kept.
But
yeah,
he hasn't kept much, bro.
Him.
Bro, KL Rahul kept for Lucknow,
I think,
no?
recently.
Yeah, KL Rahul
is
keep.
Keeping now.
Rishabh Pant has been keeping. For some reason. One second.
I don't know if he was keeping for Punjab either, because do you remember the save he has?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, exactly. He hasn't kept.
Yeah, have you gone completely rogue on us without doing your research? I'm disappointed in you, brother. Have you gone rogue on us without doing your research?
No. We had to pick a number 5 anyways, right? Which keeper are you going to pick? Like, you tell me which
keeper
you would
kept. Has Pooran kept much in the IPL?
Let me look up, bro. I looked at Pollard stats by mistake for some reason. I think that was open. I just looked at that. Yeah, that's why I'm saying he has kept. I'm pretty sure he would have kept, but I don't think he has kept a whole lot. So, in the IPL... He's kept 30 innings. 57 he has not kept, and average of 30
so
strikeout of 153.
Actually, a higher percentage than AB. If he has kept
listen
30
to,
and not
listen
kept
to what I'm saying first. No, let me complete. as a not keeper, he has an average of 36 strikeout of 177. As a keeper, he has an average of 30 strikeout of 153. So he is clearly better when he is not keeping. So do you want to maximize him at 5 or? It's basically you're sort of making a compromise with your keeper anyway. You're not getting like a Ridhiman Saha or a Dhoni level keeper at that position, are you?
Yeah.
So I think you give it to either one, honestly, doesn't matter.
I don't. Yeah. But I think that's fine. I don't mind. I think it's a good team regardless of the position of what we've done.
Agreed. It's a good team. So I had only two differences. I had Imran Tahir and Trent Bolt in my team, in my 12. For Imran Tahir, obviously we've gone with Dwayne Bravo instead. I think that's fine. I would have preferred more spin, but you guys put me into a corner, and then I was literally thinking in the show who to pick. So I think I was like, yeah, it's T20. Let's just go for batting. Because of these guys, I'm so intent pilled now that all the time I'm thinking about strike rate and batting. And like literally, this is the entire conversation these days. But obviously, with Bolt, my only argument was you could have just given him 3 at the start and, you know, 1 somewhere in the middle, or mostly not at the end, because he doesn't have great death bowling. I know that is where Stain gives you more flexibility, where at the start and at the end, both he's really good. But you also kind of want wickets early on, right? Like, if you're picking a team of 12 and your new ball bowlers aren't particularly the biggest wicket takers, it's kind of not great. Like, you should have one of those. One of those swing bowlers as well, and Bolt can give you that.
No, I don't actually mind this too much.
Yeah,
I'm more than happy. I just prefer Bolt,
but I mean, Stain is one of my favorites too. Like Saurabh again, I grew up watching Zaheer and Neil Stain, and these guys were like one of my favorite bowlers till Bumrah came along. I'm more than happy that we've.
I like the team we have picked more than the one I had, because I had Bravo in the 11. I didn't think of Stain as, part of the team. So, I didn't pick him. I mean, I had looked at him. But I had Bravo in the 11. And my 12th man, I thought I could go like someone like a Maxwell or a Pooran or a... Pooran was in the 11. Maxwell or a Klaassen or a Miller or whoever. Butler. We didn't even talk about Josh Butler.
I like Butler. I don't know how to fit him in. That's the issue.
That's the thing. Yeah, we can't fit him in. So, that's why I didn't. But I thought like one of these guys would be my 12th man. And Bravo would be in the 11. But I'm much happier with Stain in the 11 and Bravo as the 12th man.
I think the only way you could probably fit Butler in is if you move AB to 4 and put Butler at 3. But then we wouldn't have Watson.
I'd rather
have Watson.
Then you'll have Watson at 5, which is not ideal. In fact, I think we could also have Watson at 3 and AB at 4. I don't know if that works.
I don't know if...
Watson at 3 is really good. AB at 3 is really good. Watson at 4 is really good.
Watson prefers batting higher up, and AB basically has, he can bat anywhere.
That is there, but with Watson also, it's a case of if he bats higher up the order, he's going to take a few balls and then he's going to start hitting spin after that. You might as well just put him in at four and then, where he has good numbers, by the way. It's not like you're picking him randomly. Mm. So I think we're more than happy. But obviously, these things can always be entry dependent also. No, like if you're 68 for one after six overs, you can make a decision on whoever you want to send. Like these things can always change. If you lose an early wicket, maybe you send in Watson. Because I think De Villiers in the power play is not as impactful, at least compared to his other phases. I know he's, I mean, obviously he's good enough to navigate that situation. It's not that, but Watson is more of a wide ball opener. So in that case, maybe you can be like, okay, send in Watson at three. But if you've lost a wicket after the power play, you give AB like 5-10 balls to settle and then just watch the show.
Yeah.
Will all right, will this,
all right, folks.
Will this team beat a, the food for thought, not for the show, but will this team beat an all Indian IPL?
Yeah,
comfortably. Yes. Comfortably.
Yeah. We should do that one as comfortably. Okay, at some point.
Yeah, we'll do that one. That's a we'll quick fix one. We'll space it out, I think. I don't want it back to back, right?
Yeah. That's
it. All right, folks, thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. We hope you liked it. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And then if you're not sick and tired of us, come back for the next quick fix.
Thank you for listening to this podcast on the Combox Network. There is an ad-free version of this you can find by supporting us on Patreon at Good Areas Podcast. You can also access our Discord channel there. Please like, subscribe, and rate this show. Every one of these helps us. If there was a guest on a show, you can find their links in the show notes. Huge thanks to Rakshit, Ishit, and everyone else who helps us get our content out there. If you want to know more about us, head to combox.tv. If you make a lot of content like me, you will need help. And that is why we use Minvo.pro, a slicing and dicing tool that uses AI to conjure up great clips from your podcast chats and meetings. If you make content, go to Minvo.pro to cut it.